In times of emergency, having enough fuel can be a lifeline. Florida Governor Rick Scott reiterated that last week in the wake of Hurricane Irma.
Please take only the amount of gas you need. You don't need to fill up your whole tank if you're going to stay in the county. The Gas Buddy app is a great resource to find open stations with fuel.
You heard him mention the Gas Buddy app. Boston-based Gas Buddy found a way to help those affected by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma find scarce fuel. And the Gas Buddy CEO, Walt Doyle, joins us on the phone now to talk about it. Good morning, Walt, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, a lot of people I know use Gas Buddy to help them find the cheapest gasoline around. But as I understand it, you made some changes after Hurricane Harvey struck Texas to help people in another way. Tell us about that.
Well, sure, Bob. We were pretty involved in Texas, and we recognized that some of the features in the application were very useful. But what people really needed to know was which convenience stores and gas stations had power and were actually open. So we pulled a hackathon, stayed up all night, and put that capability into the application. And Google and Apple were great. They expedited the release on both app stores, and we were able to help people even a little bit more. So it was fun.
How do you get the information?
We're a crowdsourced application. So every day we get about 3 million inputs from our user base around data like, you know, gas prices and ratings and reviews of different locations. But in this case, we actually reached out to all of our retail partners as well because we recognized that we didn't have enough information. We wanted to make sure that what we did have was accurate. So it comes from both the retailers and our consumers.
Let me ask you what you're seeing right now in the data you're collecting. What is the latest information on the ground in Florida right now? Are gas stations beginning to recover? Are you seeing that?
Yeah, I think that Governor Scott did a really good job of ensuring that there was going to be enough fuel in the state. One of the problems became, how do you get the fuel to the locations? So they should have plenty of fuel. I do anticipate that as people are returning home, that you will see long lines and shortages. We saw up to 40% of the stations being down at one point. That's recovered nicely, and hopefully it'll stay somewhat consistent. But given the number of people that are going to try to get home and the needs, we do anticipate that it might spike again a bit.
I know you recently warned your users about price gouging in the affected hurricane areas. Are you seeing that?
We definitely saw some big price spikes, and we implemented another feature to ensure that we were getting accurate information, which was an ability for a consumer to take a picture of the price so we could really get a visual confirmation. We call this the price spread, and in Florida, we saw a spread that was ranging from $7 a gallon to $2.50. So it was pretty significant, and hopefully that won't continue.
Are more people using the Gas Buddy app since Florida Governor Rick Scott mentioned it?
Oh, Bob, it's been incredible. You know, we've had over 70 million downloads. We're a pretty big app. We're number 3 in the travel category on both iOS and Android. But we got an additional 2 million users over the past week, which on one hand, you know, nobody likes to profit during a disaster like this, but I do feel good that the team here was able to help so many people in need down there in Florida and Texas.
Walt Doyle is CEO of the very popular Boston-based app Gas Buddy. Thanks a lot for speaking to us this morning. We appreciate it, Walt.
Bob, thanks so much for having me.